this type of communications tool could be an extremely effective way to not only promote ourselves and our own communities, but as well promote the events and happenings of the region, mm-hmm. promote them not only to ourselves but to tourists. Radio is a great medium, and not only is it meant for entertainment, but it's also meant for good information. And as we build up a tourism industry in this particular area, we have to figure out, we have to continually refine the way we communicate to our tourists, to our paying guests that come here and help us create some jobs. Maybe something like 102.5 and community-based radio could be an extremely effective way to do that.
Especially if it were all the way up the coast. And we've talked about tourism radio before as a way of possibly, when tourists, you know, they're here and they're driving around and they're trying to figure out what to do, it would be great if there were some sort of consistency in a large geographical area where they'd know, okay, I listen to that station, I hear Newfoundland poets or singers or whatever, and they'll tell me what's on at the Writers Festival or at the Theatre Newfoundland Labrador.
Exactly. And actually hear from some of the, you know, as interludes, you could actually have performances aired, just as we just heard a few minutes ago from our Anglican, you know, our church choir, or we could have excerpts from the Grosbourne Theatre Festival, or from the Kitchen Night in St. Paul's at the Grosbourne Resort. These are the kinds of things. And, you know, I'll put it to you, you know, to your listeners this way. Many people who have, you know, driven highways along the mainland, you know, getting from point A to point B, may have seen signposts, you know, advertising a particular radio frequency, you know, for tourist information or information, dial into 97.9 FM or whatever. Well, if anyone who ever has actually heard, you know, learned, you know, it's a way, it's, this is not, I guess what I'm really trying to say is this is not completely new. It's been around for a little while, localized radio, but I think that we could put a different twist to it to meet our needs and our opportunities. And I would be really, really interested to actually creating one of those further ties that bind.